This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with sommelier, general manager, and wine buyer for Telluride Bottle Works, Brian Thames. Brian will be leading a course for the AHA School, but at Over the Moon, on Friday, June 14th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So at what point in your young life did you decide to make wine your business? And did that interest have anything at all to do with the fact that you with the fact of what you studied in college?
I started getting interested in wine. I cooked actually in college a lot, in a bunch of different restaurants. It was definitely around wine. But really, when I came to Telluride, there's a job for an assistant manager position at Telluride Bottle Works, which I applied for and received. And then shortly thereafter began, buying the wine.
Okay. So you learned on the job, and then you took advanced classes to learn more.
I did. I purchased a lot of wine and kind of studied that way, and then, took courses along the way.
Okay. So how does a person become a certified sommelier? What's the process?
So it's through an organization called the Court of Master Sommeliers. And there's actually four levels. So there's an intro that you have to pass in order to take the certified. And then in order to pass all the exams, there's a tasting, there's a service part, and there's a theory part, and you have to pass those three. So a lot of studying, and a lot of drinking a lot of wine, basically.
Doesn't sound bad to me. How else did you gain knowledge about wines? Did you do extensive travel?
I have. I've been to California, I've been to Oregon, I've been to France twice, Germany and Austria. It helps immensely to go and actually see where the wines are grown, to talk to the winemakers. There's so many different influences of climate and temperature and where the grapes are grown that makes them taste the way they do.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. So it's obvious you have a nose and a talent. Do you think that noses like yours can be are born, or can they be trained? Can you actually teach someone to do what you do?
Absolutely. I think it can be trained. It's like a lot of other things. I think that I had a keen interest in learning about wine, and that went a long way. But, I never liked math, but, I learned it. I think it's kind of, it's like anything else. I think it's an odd thing for people to look at and realize that you can study and learn a lot more about. But once you do, it's like anything else. There's guidelines and characteristics, and it'll all start to make sense, just like a lot of other things.
I think you gave me a nice segue to my last question, which is, how much could a participant in your blind tasting class on Friday realistically expect to learn in 2 hours?
Well, what I'm really trying to teach is blind tasting as an approach to learn about wine, because when you're handed a glass of wine and you don't know what it is, and you have to look at it, and you have to smell it, and you have to taste it, ultimately what you're trying to do is gather, number one, what the grape is, number two, where it comes from, the region, and number three, getting even more specific, like the vineyard within the region. And in order to do that, you're forced to learn that Pinot Noir, say, for example, grows, in California, Oregon, it grows all over the place. But if you're smelling a wine and you determine that it's from France, well, it's Burgundy, it smells like Neuilly St. Georges, and then you can go even further and, pick out a particular vineyard, and if you want to go even further, a producer. But it's kind of a philosophy of how to study wine, and then in doing so, it really pushes you to learn a lot more about a particular grape in a particular region. And that's really what I'm trying to focus on.
Okay, fine. Thank you very, very much. This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Brian Thames. If you're interested in attending a blind wine tasting and learning something about the grape, where the grapes come from, and how to distinguish one from the other, you will attend his class on Friday, June 14th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Telluride's new venue, Over the Moon. Thank you, Brian, very much for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.